Can you tell me why Irish is supporting the guide?
Irish very strongly believe that children should be exposed to risk in a managed and controlled way, but nonetheless risk, because risk, although we think about it in a negative context, is actually can also be thought of as an opportunity. And for us, we see risk through play as an opportunity for children to learn, to experience, to have fun. And this is all part of what we see as developing a risk intelligent society, shaping for us what we hope would be fairly rounded young people when it comes time to go to work.
What does the guide actually have in it?
Mostly it focuses on interaction and outdoor adventures. Quite importantly, it takes a slightly different spin on the risk assessment process and actually looks at the risk-benefit assessment. So what this is saying is, yes, we have to manage risks, but also we have to weigh them up against the benefits. So for the IOSH practitioner, we're used to talking about reasonably practicable and significant and balancing cost maybe against benefit. And in this case, the focus is on the risk to the child versus the benefit of that activity to the child and balancing the two off against each other.
So who's the guide actually aimed at? The
guide itself is written for those who are involved in play. So we could think of, for example, schools, early years provisions, but really all those that are involved in looking
play
after children, play groups, yeah, those types of people.
Brilliant. And why? What input has IOSH had in the revision of the guide? Has it had any input?
Yeah, well, IOSH originally reviewed the guide and gave our comments to the authors. And we've also been very pleased and proud that our new CEO, Jan, has written an endorsement for the guide to support the work that they're doing.
What would you say to somebody says that this is just another layer of red tape for schools and things preventing kids from going on trips and things?
It's quite the opposite. This is a real different take on things. This is actually saying, let's do it. Don't use health and safety as an excuse. Let's use it as the reason why we are doing this. And it's a very good and interesting read. And those people that are doing much, much more than you think would be within the realms of your typical risk-averse society. This good stuff, really good stuff.